Welcome to The Investment Conversation, Lord Abbott's ongoing podcast series.
Hi, I'm Anne Hynek, and joining me today is John Morton, Lead Portfolio Manager for Lord Abbott's Emerging Market Strategies. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for having me today.
So if we flash back a year, I remember headlines talking specifically about China deleveraging. I imagine you had a front row seat for that, considering your current position. Tell us a little bit about what that means and what you saw.
We did indeed. A lot of the growth that's gone on in China has been in fixed investments. And those fixed investments have required a great deal of credit being made available to the companies and to the different forms of government that provide them. So what the Chinese began to do in late 2017, early 2018, was to reorient the economy from a credit-intensive economy to a more consumption-driven economy. And one of the ways that they did this was to start to limit the amount of credit being made available to a number of different sectors, particularly the property sector. And that deleveraging really went on until the trade tensions started. And then they needed to go back to their previous model. This process was important for them because this really is the next stage of their development, would be to have a more consumption-driven economy. And I think that's what we will see eventually. But right now, we're in sort of a special set of circumstances that require a different set of policies.
So, John, what has deleveraging and then releveraging meant from an investment strategy perspective?
What's important about the Chinese economy is that it's state-directed and highly bureaucratic. So they have a National Development and Restructuring Commission. And the purpose of the commission is to really regulate the amount of debt that comes in and out of the markets. And they do this by picking very specific time windows with which they make the liquidity available. So as a team, what we try to do is push against the wind, basically, in both directions. When we find that there's a large amount of yield, as we saw in 2018, you know, it became a rather significant overweight in the portfolio. And at times where liquidity is being freely made available and the credit risk premium is very narrow, we tend to direct clients' capital towards other investments in Asia or elsewhere.
So, John, if you were trying to explain to an investor just how large China is in terms of its global influence, what would you say?
I think that everything that's going on in China is historic. It has been historic since the beginning of the transformation in the late 1970s. Never in the history of the world have you had so many people brought up from poverty as what we've seen in China over the last two decades. The investment opportunities as China liberalizes its financial accounts is going to be for probably the next 20 or 30 years.
So, John, going just outside of China, what other emerging markets in that region are you keeping an eye on?
Well, because of the value change and where the manufacturing is, over time we've seen a lot of manufacturing be displaced from China into other Southeast Asian markets where the opportunity to build a factory was more economic, and also where we saw wages were low enough that they could take advantage of them. So the primary areas we're seeing in Asia for this to be transferred are Vietnam, Malaysia, and the Philippines. So we've seen those chains pick up and start to do a lot of the manufacturing that was traditionally done in mainland China. The Chinese encouraged this because they were also sourcing for the most economic place to operate. But I'm afraid the trade frictions there really hastened that to the point where Samsung's facility in northern Vietnam produces more cellular phones than any other factory in the world. Just if there are 60,000 employees there, and it requires 13 tons of rice a day just to feed the workforce.
Oh my gosh.
Away from that, we have also seen the Chinese move a lot of their garment manufacturing and other textile industries to both Bangladesh and Ethiopia. And I think that that trend will continue at a very strong pace.
So in terms of the growth that you're seeing, what are some specific infrastructure projects?
Well, at present, there are 35 Chinese cities that have populations of greater than 3 million. And we're seeing hubs being created, massive metropolises that would be serviced by all the infrastructure. So in Chengdu, there's one city that they're putting together and bringing in all the cities around it. They're also doing the same thing in Beijing and Shanghai, where Beijing and Shanghai will essentially become one city, and four other cities around them will sort of form a New York City type main city with its boroughs. The most compelling one I've found has been what they're calling the Bay of Dreams. So basically, all the cities that connect Macau to Hong Kong. So there's 11 cities in all, and they're going to turn them into one large entrepreneurial zone. And this is an extension of what they did even in the early 90s when I was following Chinese development. You know, they created these special economic zones, which at that time encompassed Guangdong province, which this by and large still is. So when they put these 11 cities together, it's going to be the largest metropolis basically in the world.
If we stick with the property topic, I know that that's something that you enjoy discussing and obviously something where you think there's a lot of value to be found from an investment perspective. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I mean, the growth opportunity in the property sector, given the migration trends, is really enormous. And when you look at these companies, what had gone on for a long time was it was a fairly new business and everyone was trying to build critical mass. At this point, we can identify about 50 property companies that have built the critical mass. You need to have access to capital and you need to have the construction companies to work with and have their labor and inputs available for you to do all this building. So that's really in a large part of what we're seeing in the property sector. When the deleveraging started taking place, we were very focused on specific companies that we had followed through time to understand how they would deal with this deleveraging trend.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me in.
So if the Chinese government continues to make capital available for infrastructure investing, our belief is that growth will remain steady. And as John asserted, a key takeaway for investors is that value can be found in the property sector. More broadly, as manufacturing is outsourced to other emerging market economies such as Vietnam, this may create additional opportunity for EM investors. Thanks for joining us for this edition of The Investment Conversation.
That's it for this edition of The Investment Conversation. Please drop us a line on social media or visit our website at lordabbott.com. Our audio podcasts are available on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, and other major streaming media services. Thanks for listening.
Additional disclosure for this podcast. National Development and Restructuring Commission, or NRDC, refers to an agency within the People's Republic of China that focuses on economic planning, including administration and formulation of economic policy for social and economic development, as well as the broader structure of the economic system.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. The value of investments in fixed income securities will change as interest rates fluctuate and in response to market movements. Generally, when interest rates rise, the prices of debt securities fall, and when interest rates fall, prices generally rise. The municipal market can be affected by adverse tax, legislative, or political changes, and by the financial condition of the issuers of municipal securities. Investments in foreign or emerging market securities may be adversely affected by economic, political, or regulatory factors and subject to currency volatility and greater liquidity risk. The value of investments in equity securities will fluctuate in response to general economic conditions and to changes in the prospects of particular companies and/or sectors in the economy. No investing strategy can overcome all market volatility or guarantee future results. Market forecasts and projections are based on current market conditions and are subject to change without notice. Projections should not be considered a guarantee. The views and opinions expressed by the Lord Abbott speaker are those of the speaker as of the date of the broadcast and do not necessarily represent the views of the firm as a whole. Any such views are subject to change at any time based upon market or other conditions, and Lord Abbott disclaims any responsibility to update such views. This material is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice. It is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities, or to adopt any investment strategy. Neither Lord Abbott nor the Lord Abbott speaker can be responsible for any direct or incidental loss incurred by applying any of the information offered. The information provided is not directed at any investor or category of investors and is provided solely as general information about Lord Abbott's products and services and to otherwise provide general investment education. None of the information provided should be regarded as a suggestion to engage in or refrain from any investment-related course of action, as neither Lord Abbott nor its affiliates are undertaking to provide impartial investment advice, act as an impartial advisor, or give advice in a fiduciary capacity. If you are an individual retirement investor, contact your financial advisor or other fiduciary about whether any given investment idea, strategy, product, or service may be appropriate for your circumstances. This broadcast is the copyright 2019 of Lord Abbott and Company, LLC, all rights reserved. This recording may not be reproduced in whole or in part or any form without the permission of Lord Abbott.